A new online map launched today shows the shocking extent of violence in the early days of Australian colonisation. Professor Lyndall Ryan has gathered information from settler diaries, newspaper reports, Aboriginal evidence and archives to create the map. Annie Heswell asked Professor Ryan how the map works.
You know, if you switch onto the map, you'll see a lot of yellow dots, and if you find a dot near the area where you're living, for example, if you press that dot, then what will spring up on screen is a sort of a little table with the name of the site and the coordinates associated with it, the name of the Aboriginal clan that were the victims of the massacre, or the names of the settlers who may have been massacred. The map includes both Aboriginal people and settlers who were massacred, and then the number of people that were killed or been estimated to have been killed, the names of the perpetrators, the how it happened, what time of day it happened, and finally a list of the sources. And what we've done with the sources, we've given them a rating scale. So 3 stars means that we think the sources are really top-notch. They're different kinds of sources that have been brought together from different directions. 2 stars is very good sources, 2 lots of sources that we think are very good. We're hoping we'll find more. And 1 star is 1 very good source, but it would be great if we could get more.
The anecdotal nature of the way a massacre is remembered and recorded, it tends to be stories passed down in a community, doesn't it? Because it's usually a terribly bad thing that happened, but one often not acknowledged by the authorities. How difficult does that make it for you to get the kind of proof that a lot of people are going to demand?
Difficult. That's why it's taken us so long to get this far with the project. Tracking down the right information and the right sources. You know, you can go off on a couple of wild goose chases and you've got to bring it back and really interrogate the sources in a very determined way. And I have to say, we've got quite a lot of incidents that have not ended up on the map because I haven't been happy with the quality of the source material we've tracked down. This doesn't mean they'll never appear, but we're hoping over time that we can track down more information.
As you say, people do know about the massacres, but the sheer scale of this is going to surprise a lot of people. Has it got the potential to change the way Australians see their history, and are you expecting a backlash in that way?
I think that it's going to take a while for people to come to terms with it. I'm quite sure that people will contest the evidence that we've got there and so on. And I mean, I think the notion of denial is very strong. But I think over time, you know, this is not something that's going to change people's views overnight. They'll want to think about it. They'll want to explore it. They'll want to look at the map in, you know, in greater detail. And I think that it's got the potential to be a game changer. There's no doubt about that.
When you say game changer, though, what game is going to be changed and how?
Well, I think the way in which we look at the frontier wars is going to change the way we understand them, and perhaps even to acknowledge that the frontier wars took place.
So you'd be girding your loins a little bit for the people who thoroughly dislike the black armband view of history. I imagine they're going to go on the attack over this.
Well, I suppose they will. Well, what do I do? Do nothing. You know, I've got this evidence. What do I do? Keep it from plain sight. I've found this evidence. The best I can do is put it up there in a way that is in a coherent, methodological way. It's there for discussion. We shouldn't be afraid to discuss the past. Most other countries, you know, have national histories of violence and uncertainty, and it's a complicated story. It's not, you know, we can certainly say there are a lot of massacres, but we need to know how they happened and why they happened and the consequences of them. Each massacre has its own story, and when we put them together, it's like looking at the battlefields of World War One, in a way, isn't it? That they're as much part of our history as the battlefields of World War One or World War Two, for that matter. So, you know, wars have been going on in the history of Australia for quite a long time.
Professor Lyndall Ryan from Newcastle Centre for the History of Violence.